Wednesday was December 1st, and at 12 o'clock in the morning on December 1st, I took the beard off, and I couldn't take it anymore. I made it 30 days. I did the no shave November, and I was just glad the beard was black and not gray. One of the little kiddos said, why didn't you just put the hair on your head? And I said, well, how do you suspect I should do that? And he said, well, get some glue. And anyway, speaking of funny things kids say, I was, this one leads to the homily. 2 weeks ago before Spanish Mass, we had about 100 servers back there, as often is the case. And I was standing back there before Mass, and they line up two by two, very soldier-like. And I was just chatting with them. And then I pretended to faint. I do that sometimes just for fun. And I said, what would you do if I really fainted? And Levi says, I'd get the holy water. And then another one of them said, I would give you CPR. I said, do you know how to do that? He said, well, no, I just jump on you. But the third one was my favorite. The third one said, I would just pray and hope for the best. You know, I think, folks, that's what it boils down to a lot of times. This is a season that we are in right now. Advent is a season of hope. Hope. And the first candle there that we've been thinking about this whole past week, the theme is hope. But that's the whole thing for the whole Advent, but really the whole Christian life. Hope. And hope is the assurance. It is the conviction that the future is in God's hands and that God is love. So things are going to be okay. It's the knowing that no matter how bad things may look, God is still in charge. And you know, you look at our readings today, and I think they can help us to make sure that we're hopeful about three different things. The first one is our country, the second one is our church, and the last one is our personal life. Now, I'll start with the first one. The gospel today makes a very beautiful, starts out by naming about six different people who were in charge. Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, Herod, Philip, Licinius, Annas, Caiaphas, all these different people. And if you're a Christian at that time, you're going, that ain't good. Because they're after us. But look where Rome is now. The site of how many hundreds of people were killed for the faith. And now our beautiful headquarters of our church sits right there. They're not there anymore. The faith is. And sometimes we look around in our country and we don't like who's in power, or we don't like who was in power, or we don't like who's in locally, nationally, whatever you want to think about. And people can sometimes become very gloom and doom about things. Oh, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, it's all over. To be a Christian in that is to say God is still in charge. Jesus, who's in that tabernacle, is still in charge. He still sits on the throne. It's going to be okay. Nothing happens without God having permitted it. Sometimes we look around and we say, well, why would God permit that? Well, we're not God. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. His thoughts are higher than ours. To be a Christian is to not fall into despair. And sometimes when it comes to government, the country and locally, statewide, nationally, people can sometimes fall into despair, and then they're obsessed with watching the news 24/7, and these people are sometimes very sad. The reality is God is still in charge. The second thing we got to be hopeful about is the church. Look at our first reading today. Whenever you see Jerusalem, you know, that word, well, that's the sign of the church. It's a foreshadowing of the church that you and I belong to. And here we see the church that had been beaten down, had been beaten up and a bunch of different things. And there's darkness. But then the prophet Baruch, in the midst of all of that, just like in the gospel, the prophet John the Baptist is going in the midst of all the problems with the government and all the crooks that were in charge. The one is coming who's in charge of everything. And he's got, well, anyway, Saint Baruch right here. He is telling people, folks, it's going to be fine. God is in charge. And he's preparing a place of glory. He's preparing a place of height. He says, church, get up on the heights. Look out to the east and see your children gathered from east to west. The Holy One, under the name of the Holy One. And sometimes people get a little gloom and doom about the church. And they can sometimes fall into despair. There are too many talking heads on YouTube. And I'm done with it. But some of them, if you want to know which ones to trust, you can just ask me. I'll let you know. Sometimes people get so gloom and doom, and I just want to shake them up and say, do you believe in Jesus Christ or not? Do you believe that the Catholic Church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ or not? If not, find a Protestant church. You know, like, but we, thanks be to God that we belong to the church that our blessed Lord founded and that is in fact his body. His living, breathing, resurrected body is the Catholic Church. Praise be the Lord that you and I belong to that. And so, there we in our first reading. But our second reading talks about the third place we have to have hope. And that's in our personal lives. St. Paul is writing to the Philippians. And he says this, I am confident that God who began this good work in you will bring it to completion. Like they said at NCYC at one of the talks, they said, if you woke up this morning, God's not done with you yet. And that's a very hopeful thing, my friends, because we may sometimes think our lives are a train wreck or a dumpster fire, or we think that things are just, oh, woe is me. My cross is just too heavy. But folks, God ain't done. He's still at work. We believe in the living Christ who we know, not because the Bible says so, not because our parents taught us, not because of all those things, but because we have experienced him and because we do experience him every day. And so it's going to be fine. You know, whatever maybe you're going through, hang in there. It's going to be okay because we have the God of the universe in our veins and in our bodies and our hearts. And we have hope that the Lord is still working on us. We have knowledge of that, no matter how bad things may look. Sometimes people get very obsessed with their sins and they feel very, very, you know, they become very focusing on what's bad and what's messy and what's wrong. We have a God who takes care of all of that right there in the confessional. Right there in the confessional. That's when I go to confession, I come out and I feel so filled with hope because the Lord has just taken care of my mess for me and he's given me another shot. Folks, our job is to focus on Jesus. Our job is to focus on Christ. Our job is to make a highway for him to come into our lives. In thousands of ways every day. Open wide the doors to Christ. Make a highway for him. And he will come in and we'll be so filled with hope. Hope is the conviction. It is the knowing that no matter how bad things may look in the country, in the church, or in our own life, Jesus Christ, who is in this tabernacle, still sits on the throne. And it's all going to be just fine. All things work together unto good for those who love God. That's us. So that little kid was right. Just pray and hope for the best. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.